You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day we are exalting the only living God. This is the day that we are blessing His name. This is the day that we are making a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. This is the day we are bowing before our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Welcome to this hour of power, where God is the power. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty, the Omnipotent. You are blessed, and I am Mika, and we are worshiping the Most High God. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing today. We are giving our praises unto our living God. We are praising Him. This month, God said that we are devoting ourselves. That is what He desires, a praise. And we are devoting ourselves in this month, intentional about praising the Lord. We're making it our intention. Yes, hallelujah. To seek His presence by way of our praise. Amen. And I'm going to remind us of what the Bible says in Psalm 22 and 3, that He inhabits, there's His presence. He inhabits the praises of His people. And so we are practicing praise. We are learning praise. I even asked God yesterday, Lord, teach me how to praise You. Mm-hmm. Yes, God, teach us how to praise You in this hour. Teach us how to praise You past the what we see. Teach us how to praise You past what we feel. Teach us how to praise You past what we know. Teach us, oh God, how to praise You unconditionally. Teach us, Heavenly Father, how to praise You in the valley. Teach us, oh God, how to praise You on the mountaintop. Teach us, oh God, how to praise You in the wilder places. Teach us, oh God, how to praise You in the promised land places. God, teach us how to praise You when it's going good. Oh God, teach us how to praise You when it's going contrary to what we expected. Oh God, teach us how to praise You when we receive the good report. Oh God, teach us how to praise You when we have to hear the bad report. Oh God, teach us how to praise You in the midst of the diagnosis. Oh God, teach us how to praise You in the fire. Yes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Teach us to worship You facing the fiery furnace. And okay, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to praise You facing the fiery furnace and choosing not to move from the place of praise. Teach us how to praise You, oh God, with an uncompromising praise. That the thing, that the situation, that the condition, that the feeling, that the emotion, that the words from man won't cause me, allow me, dictate to me to compromise our praise. Woo! Jesus, Yerabasia. Lord God, teach us a praise, hallelujah, that is unmoved by facing the lion's den. Oh God, teach us how to praise you in the lion's den. Oh God, teach us how to praise you, that we are releasing a praise, Kaye Bosa, from the earth, Lord God. Yes, teach us how to praise you in the midst of the storm, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to praise you in the still waters of the place. Yes, God. Teach us how to praise you through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh God, teach us how to praise you as you make us to lie in green pastures. Come on, Shepherd, our shepherd, teach us. We need our shepherd to teach us how to praise. And so, God, we thank you for this, the opportunity of this right now, that we are praising you, oh God. Yes, we are lifting you high, oh God. Yes, we are entering your gates with thanksgiving, oh God. And we are entering your courts with praise, oh God. Mm-hmm. Yes, God, we're praising you, oh God. Rebasa, rebasiki onda. We praise you this day, oh God. We praise you this now, oh God. We fix our lips. We fix our mouths to offer a praise of sacrifice unto you, O God. We fix our lips, O God, to give you the fruit of our lips, O God. That the fruit of our lips, O God, the fruit, Rebasa, the best of our lips, O God, is praise unto you, O God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your presence even right now. For the Bible informs us that when two or more of us are gathered in your name, yes, and we are gathering in your name, there you are in the midst. Oh, King of Kings, we worship you. Oh, Lord of Lords, we bow before you. Oh, Yahweh, great I am that I am. We look to you, oh God. We look to you, our only living God. We look to you, our resurrection. We look to you, our ever-present help. We look to you, hallelujah, our daily bread. We look to you, our source. We look to you, our author and finisher of our faith. We look to you, our Alpha and Omega. We look to you, our beginning and end. We look to you, our first and last. We look to you, Ha Yeraboso, El Shaddai. We look to you, El Olam, our everlasting God. We look to you, our everlasting Father. We look to you, our wonderful Counselor. You are our Counselor. And as we praise you, we thank you that you are counseling us, that you are renewing us. Oh God, we look to you. Oh, we look to you. From whence cometh our help? We look to the hills. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. Oh God, we praise you. We praise you, oh God. We praise you. We praise you, great I am, the one who sits high and looks low. Oh, we praise you today. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, our prayer in this right now praise unto you is that you will make over our praise, upgrade our praise. Oh God, Reba Sia, renew our praise. Give us let us have your spirit an encounter with you that will birth forth a praise that we didn't know was available to us, oh God. Yes, in this day and time, teach us how to praise you. Teach us how to praise you when everything is getting on our nerves, oh God. To the point where we don't even realize anymore that it was getting on our nerves, oh God. Teach us how to praise you, oh God, when everything is calling itself frustrating unto us, to the point that we can can ascend higher, oh God, that it can no longer frustrate. Oh God, teach us how to praise you, oh God. Oh Jesus, teach us how to praise you. We need you, Holy Spirit, to give us a fresh perspective and understanding in all of our getting. We're getting understanding on how to praise you. Oh God, give us a fear of you. Oh God, that's the beginning of wisdom. That wisdom is saying, praise God. Oh God, we thank you for the deep intimacy and the deep relationship. Just a connection with you that is birthing forth a praise that is bubbling up out of us, out of our belly, shall flow a praise. Let out of our belly flow a praise, oh God. Let praise come forth out of that place of grief. Let praise come forth out of that place of mourning. Let praise penetrate and disrupt that place of depression. Oh God, let praise unto you. Woo, Jesus, kaya basan dere araboso. Let praise, oh God, push forth out of that place of darkness. Let praise, oh God, bubble up and flow from that place, that dormant place, that stagnant place, oh God. Reba, siya. Oh God, we thank you for your spirit resting on us right now. You see, the Bible says, yes, God. Woo! The Bible says that our Father in heaven is seeking. He's seeking a thing. He's seeking. And sometimes in this moment, we can be so busy seeking that we are not becoming the thing that God is himself seeking. Busy seeking material things, so busy seeking even in purpose, so busy seeking the desire of that. But what is God seeking from us? In John chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "But the hour cometh and now is," this is Jesus speaking, "when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." Oh, the Father seeketh such to worship him. Oh, lebasa ebo sondiri arabasa. Lord God, you're seeking. Father God, you're seeking a true worship. You're going to find it at the address of Mika. Oh, God, you're seeking a true worship. May you find it at the address of all those who are under the sound of my voice. Oh God, let us be the true worshipers, for you are a spirit, and they that worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, wait a minute. You're telling me that you're seeking for me, and I'm so caught up in my seeking that even I can be seeking you for a thing versus seeking you for you? Oh, yeah, Rabbo Saul. How about I just be findable by my praise? Aha, Korobosia. And as I'm findable by my praise unto you, hallelujah. And thus find myself seeking you through my praise, all the things that I once was seeking, you are adding. I thank you, oh God, that I want you to find me praising you, that we can begin to have conversations, and you begin to utter your mysteries unto me. Oh God, when we find you, and when you find us in that place of praise, of worship unto you. Oh, oh, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you for your glory. Oh, what miracles, signs, and wonders of just from the place of intimacy. Oh Lord, we desire a deeper intimacy with you, God. Oh, we desire a deeper intimacy with you. And so we dive deeper in our worship to allow us to be catapulted into a praise, oh God, a praise, hallelujah, that is independent of life on this earth, independent on you, oh God. Mm-hmm. That we are experiencing heaven on earth. Oh God, yes, hallelujah. Rebasa. Let our praise take us into a place of we are no longer mindful of being convenienced or inconvenienced. Oh God, let our praise ascend higher, oh God. Yerabasa, that we are no longer mindful of comforts and discomforts. Oh God, let our praise unto you ascend higher, that our priority is pleasing you and not ourselves and not another, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. We can trust you in this place. Oh yes, oh God. We can rest easy in this place of praise and relationship with you. And so God, today, yes, as we need your presence, yes, we desire your presence, yes, we seek your presence, yes, we pant for your presence as a deer panteth by the brook. So do our souls pant. Oh, rebasa kea. We are truly panting for you. And sometimes we don't even realize that what is happening and what we're feeling is truly a soul pant. My soul is panting for you, God. Ooh, yes. I pray, Father God, that you would teach us how to praise you outside of and discover a praise that even going to church and doing the church of worship and praise and then following the way within the church, and then when I leave out of the church, I'm no longer praising. No, I want to praise. Give us a praise that going into the sanctuary, we already have a praise. Give us a praise that leaving out of the sanctuary, our praise doesn't turn off, oh God. Give us a praise that as we go to and fro on the earth, oh God, we are praising God. As we go to and fro, that as the enemy, the adversary is going to and fro looking to see who he can devour, who he can consume, who he can yarabasaya, prowl on, attack. He's not finding a one because God, you done found us in praise and covered us by way of our praise. We're not findable by the adversary because our God, our living God has found us and placed us in the secret place of his bosom. Oh, that we are found in you and thus covered in a way that doesn't leave us exposed. Yes, God. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Yes, God. Praise is what we do. Yes. Even the praise that will have us with a very few words. A praise that will have us with, I can't even speak on the thing. We can't even come into agreement with what is happening on the earthly. But I'm going to praise God until he gives me, until he gives us the words to speak, the words of life, until he releases us to speak in alignment with what heaven. Because some of the things that we're seeing and feeling and hearing and experiencing and travailing through and toiling through and struggling through and pressing through. Oh, I need to praise in that place and allow God to speak and allow God to move and allow God to heal and allow God to resurrect and allow God's love to penetrate and allow God in all of his power to be. So, Lord, we practice this praise. So, Lord, we see the preciousness of your presence in our life, and we praise you. Ooh, how great you are. Oh, how wonderful you are. Oh, how magnificent you are. Yes, you are. Even with dealing with the physical ailments and the physical trials and the physical storms, oh God, and the physical pains, oh God. Oh, Lord, that's trying to choke out our breath. We take our breath and we praise you, oh God. Revitalize us as we praise you, oh God. Re-energize us as we praise you, oh God. Rehydrate us, oh God, as we praise you. Renew us, oh God, as we praise you. Encourage us, oh God, as we praise you. Give us your spirit, oh God, as we praise you. Cleanse us and purify us, oh God, as we praise you. Forgive us, oh God, as we praise you. Bring us into a new lifestyle of repentance, oh God, being quick to repent, change the way of our thinking as we praise you, oh God. Come into a greater humility and meekness, oh God, as we exalt you, oh God, and praise you, oh God. Trust you with ourselves in our life, in our children, in our mothers and fathers, in our husbands and wives, and in our siblings, and in that waiting place of waiting for the husband and waiting for the wife, as we praise you, oh God. Oh! As we praise you, oh God. As we praise you, oh God, and fall deeper in love with you, oh God. Oh Lord, let our greatest desire be to fall in love with you, oh God. Oh Lord, Yerabasia, this day we may come into this day already in love. I want to discover a deeper love, a wider love, a greater love, oh God, as I praise you. So I set myself, and we set ourselves in a place of praise, oh God, to discover this intimacy. to discover this intimacy with you, oh God, to discover this calm with you, in you, oh God, to discover this stillness in you, oh God, to discover this joy in you, oh God, to discover this peace in you, oh God, as we praise you. Oh God, Rebasia, may we be blinded by you, oh God, that will have us releasing a praise and not blinded by the things that have us, that causes our praise to be silenced. Oh no, we will not be silenced by Kia Basaya. Rebasa, whatever may rise up on our left side or our right side, but we will stand before you, causing a praise, a sweet praise to ascend to your nostrils, oh God. Oh, Lord, we want to please you. And having this type of steadfast praise, having this type of unconditional praise, having this type of long-suffering praise. Oh, my gosh. Come on, Holy Spirit. A long-suffering praise. Hakaraboso. Rebasandebasia. For you are long suffering, but the fruit is a fruit of the Spirit. I want my praise to be long suffering, patient, enduring. Oh, yes. Yes, let our praise unto you. So you see, even in this moment right now of us praising and seeking God to teach us how to praise and cultivating the presence of God through our praise, that every breath, let every breath have praise. Let every breath praise. Let every breath praise. Ah, Yeraboso, the Lord. Yeraboso Kotia. God is just making me aware of how praise can be silenced, praise can be robbed from us, praise can be cut off from us by things on the earth, by situations, by conditions, by the state of our finances, by the state of what's going on within our home, by the state of responsibilities, by the state of our heart posture, a heart posture of unforgiveness, a heart posture of bitterness, a heart posture of pride, a heart posture of reba sandaraboso, a desire for riches and a desire for these things that our soul desire is not God. May our soul desire be God. Whew. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. May our soul desire be you. May our soul desire be you. And then we're moving out of that place of our soul desire being you. We're living out of that place of our soul desire being you. We're breathing out of that place of our soul desire being you. We're seeing out of that place of our soul desire being you, that the just shall live by the soul desire being you. The just shall live by faith. Oh, we walk by faith. That's from that place of my soul desire being you. The Bible tells us that you know the plans. You have the plan. I don't have to seek the plan. I'm seeking the planner. Oh, that my soul desire is my planner of my life. Our soul desire is from the maker. He is our maker. Oh, the soul desire being our creator. He is the creator of heaven and earth. Oh, Lord. If you are our maker, not if being a maybe, but as you are our maker, then wouldn't it be our maker who knows how to fix us? Isn't it our maker who knows the wounds of us? Isn't it our maker who knows kayeboso rebasa what we have endured more intimately than even we know? Oh, is it our maker who breathed in our nostrils and we became a living soul? The one who restores our soul, preserves our soul, keeps our soul. He knows better the condition of our soul. Yes. And so even as God spoke to me about praising him, intentional in this month specifically, that would become a habit that just grows. I'm not losing this habit. I'm developing this habit of praising God. We're developing a habit of praising our Lord and Savior. Yes, yes, yes. We're developing this habit. We're developing the habit. So Holy Spirit, I ask that you will be our teacher of this habit. Yeah. I ask that you will again continue to guide us and cultivate this habit of praise. That we're joining heaven, that the angels are like in a consistent, constant, unceasing, holy, 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 holy unto God. That we too on earth can have a consistent, unceasing, persistent, enduring praise and worship unto God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, that's how we're seeking you in this day and time. Oh, Lord, we're praising you, oh God. We're praising you in a way that people on the earth will say, this doesn't make sense for you to be praising. Oh, Lord, we're praising you because it makes absolute sense to praise you when we know that you inhabit the praises of your people. And so in the most tight end of the tight places, in the most grave of the grave places, and in the most uncomfortable of the uncomfortable places, in the most painful of the painful places, in the most rebasaya hurting of the hurting places, in the most stressful of the stressful places, in the most wondering of the wondering places, and in the most lonely of the loneliest places, in the most hopeless of the hopeless places, and in the most faithless of the faithless places. And in the most trying of the trying places, and in the most stormy of the stormy places, and in the most afflicted of the afflicted places, and in the most toiling of the toiling places, and in the most hardship of the hardship places, and in the most perishing of the perishing places, and in the most troubled of the troubled places. Oh God, we needed you, and so we will praise.
for you tell us that you inhabit our praise. We need you, resurrection. We need you, healer. We need you, way maker. We need you, miracle worker. We need you, our Prince of Peace. We need you, our comforter. We need you, hallelujah. And so we praise you, God. We praise you. We praise you, God. We praise you. Here we are to praise you, O Lord. Here we are to praise you in the most broke of the brokest places, the lack of the lacking places, the wilder of the wilderness places. We praise you, Lord, oh God, we praise you, hallelujah. In the sick of the sickest places, we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, Rabasaya. In the most complaining of the complaining places, murmuring of the murmuring places, grumbling of the grumbling places, disobedient of the disobedient places, rebellious of the rebelling places, stubborn of the stubbornest places. No, we choose to praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. Our obedience in this day, in this time, and in this hour looks like praise. Our faith in this day, in this time, in this hour looks like praise. Oh God, we praise you. In the dry of the driest places, we praise you. In the famine of the famine places, we praise you. In the harvest of the harvest places, we praise you, oh God. Oh, we praise you, oh God, we praise you. Ah, Yerabasia, in the drowning of the drowning places, in the overwhelmed of the overwhelmed places, we praise you, God. We praise you, oh God. In the crying of the crying places, in the desperate of the desperate places, in the despair of the despairish places, we praise you, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. Hallelujah. We need your presence, oh God. We need you, oh God. We desire you, oh God. Hey. And so we praise you, O God. We praise you. Hallelujah, Reboso. We praise you, O God. We praise you. Hallelujah, Rebasa. We praise you, O God. We praise you. We praise you, O God. We praise you. In the insecure of the insecure places, we praise you. In the I don't know how of the I don't know how places, we praise you. In the I don't know of the I don't know places, we praise you. In the unclear of the unclear places, we praise you. Oh God, we praise you, Lord God. We praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. Oh, we praise you, oh God. Yes, we praise you. In the waiting of the waiting places, we praise you. Oh God, Rabasaya, in the seemingly like things getting worse of the things getting worse places, we praise you, oh God. Oh, Rabasaya, in the tired of the tired places, oh God, we praise you. In the restless of the restless places, oh God, we praise you. In the sleepless of the sleepless places, oh God, we praise you, oh God. Oh yes, we praise you. In the tossing of the tossing places, we praise you, oh God. That's what we begin to do. That's what we continue to do. That is what we persist to do. That is what we intention ourselves to do. Oh God, we praise you. Ah, yeraboso korebasaya rabasaya. Robasia tarabasara bokoroso torobokorosia. Oh Lord God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh Lord God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh Lord God, we praise you. We thank you for the opportunity to praise you, oh God. We thank you for the breath of to praise you, oh God.
Yes, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you, O God. In the unfair of the unfair places, we praise you. In the unjust of the unjust places, O God, we praise the righteous judge who is sitting on the throne. Hallelujah, Rabbasaya, who is still judging. O God, who gives righteous judgments. Oh, yes. And so we praise you while we wait for your judgment, O God. We praise you. Yes, 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 yes. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, who the word says that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory, we praise you. Jehovah Shalom, where we have nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, we praise you. Rebasaya, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner, who fights on our behalf and gives us victory. Oh, yes, we praise you. We praise you. Yahweh, who set the enslaved free. We thank you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You, us praising you, the Spirit of the Lord is there. And so we praise you and thank you. We praise you for liberty. We praise you for freedom. Oh God, we praise you for delivering us from the oppressed places. Yes, God, we praise. Heavenly Father, Reba Sikiata Rabocorosa Reba Sakatoroboso Reba Sata Bogorosia Reba Sata Raboso. Hallelujah, Reboso. Hallelujah, Rebasa. We praise you. And so, Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We bless you for what you're doing in our life. It takes you to teach us. It takes you to inform us. It takes you to prepare us. It takes you to show us. And so we thank you for the sensitivity and the teachability to how you are teaching us in this time. Not according to our way, not according to what we thought, how we thought we need to be taught or ministered to. And so we step into the obedient place of intentioning ourselves and conditioning ourselves and bringing our flesh under subjection and choosing to praise you. Choosing to praise you in the weeping times, choosing to praise you in the joy times, trusting you, choosing to praise you in every season, through every season, and growing in that place. Oh, yes. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And you will find it here. And you will find it with us. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And we are worshiping God even through and in the rest of this day. I'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m., where we continue this, our worship and our praise unto God. And remember, with God, all things are possible. And that's why we worship.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.